This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Just as I'm reading more of the thoughts coming in from people like Joe Biden, I doubt if he wrote this, but he said, I commend President Trump and his team for bringing an end to the hostilities in the Middle East.
He didn't write that.
I'm sure he's got some kind of auto pen on the social media that wrote that for him.
Yep.
Yeah,
I don't believe it. I'm thinking it's his wife, personally.
But you know, Hillary and Billary and all of them have come out now and commended President Trump. It must just be killing their souls to have to give him credit for something that they all, I mean, Clinton tried this back in the 90s.
It's funny. We always hear the TDS coming out. It's so, I wonder what it's like to swallow TDS because they're all having to eat it. You know, right now they're having TDS for breakfast.
Oh, it won't last long. And it, you know,
well, they're already now that's now the new phrase, just so you know, since they can't hammer them on Palestine anymore. Protesters can't be out there on Palestine. Now it's going to be all focused on ICE. It's going to be focused on military, you know, invasions of Portland and Chicago and Memphis and wherever they can, you know, make it sound like he's having war against the American people. Yeah. War is not going in and trying to bring peace to neighborhoods. Okay. That is not war. Thank you very much.
Could not agree anymore.
Who's getting shot? Who's getting killed? Who's getting bombed? Nobody. Right? But they keep using the phrase war. Well, where's the war? I don't get it. I'm not seeing.
The war is between J.B. Pritzker's ears. That's where the war is right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but we've seen it in media. We'll see it in media coverage. It'll happen again today. Just wait till already they're chipping away at this because they didn't deliver all of the bodies. So now there are people out there claiming that already Hamas is in violation of the ceasefire. And they're questioning whether or not the peace will hold. That's the new reporting from the mainstream media this morning. Well,
I would imagine
where that goes.
It's got to be hard to find some of these remains because
they should have kept track of them. But
well,
I see
they
your point.
Should have. But many of these have been dead for a long time, and they had to bury them. They can't leave, especially in those tunnels. I'm sure they have areas where they would keep some of the remains, but the stench would be so overwhelming if they just left them out or whatever. So I'm sure them trying to identify who was killed, when they were killed, where they were killed, and more importantly, where they were buried, now they've got to exhume those bodies and try to get them back. It's not going to be a quick process.
No, I would.
I wouldn't think.
I would agree that that's probably the case. We'll find out more details. We're going to talk to Jonathan Savage about this coming up about an hour from now. He's been reporting live on what happened yesterday and if there were any changes today and maybe the reaction of some of the hostages, several of them have spoken out. We're going to get to some of that for you coming up here in just a minute. First, let's get to this morning's top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield. He's gambling with people's lives and livelihoods to appease the far left Marxist base of his party so that he can keep his job. And make no mistake, this is bigger than Chuck Schumer. Democrats are terrified of their radical Marxist base.
Yep, Mike Johnson there. It is day 14 of the government shutdown. I heard a theory yesterday I think is probably spot on. The Democrats do not intend to reopen the government until after that No King's Day protest on the 18th. And then my guess is they'll do something after that. They want to leave that hanging out there so the crazies can take to the street on the 18th and have something to complain about.
So there's a No King's, another No
protest,
King's
protest coming up this weekend.
In
Saturday.
Washington or where?
All around the country.
Oh, didn't
oh,
hear
St.
that.
Louis too.
Oh, yeah,
they'll be everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you worry.
Mm-hmm.
The case from day to day. This is a very different White House, right? Stephen Miller and his gang, they have a plan. They have a plan that they are executing to transition our country from democracy to something fundamentally different, maybe even autocracy.
That is a sitting United States senator. Honestly, Chris Murphy is a sitting United States senator looking into a camera and lying about the fact that he thinks the Trump administration is trying to transfer us from a democracy to an autocracy. And the problem is some of the low information voters out there are going to eat this stuff up. This is the rhetoric that leads to violence.
To sign this agreement, it's nothing short of historic. That being said, it is difficult to contrast his ability to make peace abroad with what critics are saying is a war that he's waging on American streets.
Yeah, that's what Dan was talking about a minute ago. These are the reporters like, yeah, he did something good, but why can't he bring peace here at home instead of war on the streets of America? Like Donald Trump is causing the problem by trying to end violence on the streets in America.
And it's
seriously
not war when 500 people more that is
are
like,
being murdered.
Yeah, more people have died in the past 5 years in Chicago alone than died in the entire Afghanistan war. And they're okay with that. That's the status quo they want to protect instead of bringing in the National Guard to try to bring some normalcy and peace to those streets.
Yep.
And to help the ICE agents get those criminal elements of illegals out of there. But they want to spend all their political capital and their money, because the state is spending millions on these folks. They want to literally have them pay millions for these illegals. And I just don't know how the people of Illinois keep allowing it. So anyway.
Yeah. Whoops.
No, racism doesn't become righteousness just because someone dies. If you say it, they call you hateful. But we are not obligated to participate in myth making.
Oh, Don Lemon. Aren't you so happy? That's a Don Lemon blasting Charlie Kirk on the evening of the day Charlie Kirk will get the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah.
Which I will point out Don Lemon will never get. He's just a hateful individual. Don Lemon has a huge chip on his shoulder. I can't believe the guy used to. I met the guy a time or two when he was a reporter briefly in St. Louis many years ago. And he's just gone on to be one of these left wing wing nuts.
Yeah, and everything's
out there
racist
in the media.
Everything
for
is
Don,
racist
everything
for
is.
Don. Yeah,
or sexist or whatever it happens to be. What was a nasty comment he made about his female co-anchors there at CNN that finally got him fired?
Oh,
I'm trying to remember what he said about him, but then they got rid of him after that.
Yeah,
poor Don.
They should have gotten rid of him like 4 years ago.
Yeah,
for
like long
calling everything and everybody is a racist or you're a bigot or you're. I mean, that's all he does is name call.
Well, wanting to claim that Charlie Kirk was somehow racist,
yeah,
because his ideals didn't align with those of Don Lemon, that he's allowed to now claim. His statement there specifically was, racism doesn't become righteousness just because somebody dies. He so misunderstands the Charlie Kirk movement that is sweeping this country right now that I'm actually glad about that. I'm glad that he's so blissfully ignorant of what is taking place around this country, and it's up to all of us to make sure that it continues.
And there's so many African Americans behind Charlie Kirk,
absolutely.
Supporting millions of people who know he wasn't a racist in any shape or form. In fact, he had great passion, felt that the African American community especially had been so mistreated by the federal government over the past 40 years and held hostage by the welfare state that they created around them. And throwing the fathers out of the house. I mean, anything Charlie ever said about the African-American community was 100% backed by facts. He didn't make stuff up.
Yes.
He said it. You need to break from those ties and try to reform the American family and bring people together, not by race. I mean, he was all about equality, not equity. And you know, obviously a huge champion against DEI, too.
Great day to remember that as well, as we're all wearing our red Charlie Kirk Freedom shirts today. Remember to wear red when you go out and about today, so maybe you, too, can remember Charlie Kirk and trigger a liberal all at the same time. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. All right, let's get to a quick break. We've got Todd Pyro, host of Fox & Friends First, coming up. We'll talk to him about the historic events that took place yesterday. We'll be back in just a minute.
I will soon award Charlie the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's the highest civilian honor. I will soon award Charlie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, star of network news, Todd Pyro, joining us this morning. How are you, sir?
Did you just bump the President of the United States for my intro?
No, I accidentally started to play it twice. That was my mistake.
Got it. No, that's fair. That's fair. Quite a week. Did you think during our lives, specifically during my time joining your show, that the day after we'd have a peace in the Middle East? Like, did you ever envision that?
Just crazy.
Never.
It's great. I mean, we all pray that it can continue, right, Todd? I mean, it's a lot of ifs and a lot of steps still to go. But, man, so far, just so much joy in Israel to finally see it in and get those hostages home.
I mean, those are words that you don't hear. Joy in Israel,
right?
It's beautiful to see. Let's see what happens next. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, it's a guarantee one way or another. There's a reason that this has been so complicated for so long. It's because this area is complicated. So let's see ultimately what happens. But, you know, you can't begin a long journey without a single step. And boy, this was one heck of a single step.
Well, and so many have tried, right? I saw the graphic they put up on Fox & Friends earlier with comments from Bill Clinton. Of course, he tried this famously back in the early 90s, and it didn't end up going anywhere. We're still in the same mess today. The Biden administration apparently tried to claim this was their plan that Trump took and finally had success with, which we know this never would have happened under Biden because he was hiding all the time. I mean, he wasn't active like Trump was working with these Middle East countries.
I cannot get over the grace of the Clintons here. Those are words that don't go together.
Yes.
You know what I mean? but both the Clintons, I'm like, I'm getting older and I'm having trouble reading. And I especially in the morning when my eyes are still a little dry and I have the readers and the car's bouncing. I must have read that article three times. Like, am I wrong here? Am I reading this right? But you know, to their credit, you have to give credit where credit is due, especially when the Clintons give credit for something that they obviously would have wanted to have done but couldn't. And they give that credit to Donald J. Trump. It is shocking. Then, of course, you know, you really get the sense as to what an egomaniac the entire Biden world was. And I think that comes down to, when people know they are bad at something or they just flat out are bad at something, oftentimes that manifests as ego. And I think that's why we're saying they're like, no, we started it. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You did the exact opposite. You know, being like, hey, Taliban, here's all of our stuff.
Yeah.
Go for it. Versus Trump being like, bye-bye, Iran nukes. You know, That is much different. Those are not in the same category. So no, Biden team, you cannot say you started it.
I listened to I had a bite earlier from a reporter named Christian Datok. Apparently he's the Washington bureau chief for the Washington Examiner. And he's like, yeah, without doubt, he deserves a lot of credit for what happened yesterday. But, you know, his critics are saying, how come he can't bring peace here on the streets of Portland and Chicago where he's waging war in American cities? And I'm like, the president's not waging war. He's trying to reduce the number of homicides and arrest illegal criminal aliens on the streets in America.
Wait, I'm confused. The Washington Examiner reporter said that, or he was reporting that somebody else said that?
Well, it's the way he said it. I'll play the bite for you here. Listen to the way he said this. Hold on.
Democrats or critics of the president are tacitly giving him his props. I mean, I don't think anyone really thought the president could change the situation. And here we are with him traveling to Israel and to Egypt to sign this agreement. It's nothing short of historic. That being said, it is difficult to contrast his ability to make peace abroad with what critics are saying is a war that he's waging on American streets pursuant to not only this deportation agenda, but his efforts to police violent crime and, again, some of that dissent on the ground in American cities.
Yeah, isn't it all about peace and trying to keep more people from dying?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if I would have framed it exact. I think I understand what that individual was trying to say. The critics are the one that say, like, oh, he's turning these cities into war zones. But I think deep down, these critics, you know, J.B. Pritzker and the like, they know that what Trump is trying to do is right. They just need to, you know, stomp and stammer and appease their ideological left. I think the left approved of this, you know, and this was Biden who said, like, hey, guys, I think you need a little help. Why don't you take some National Guard so, you know, 4,000 people don't die in Chicago?
Yeah, yeah.
I think these guys would be like, okay, we'll take it. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, it's not it's not the content or the quality of the argument. It's the fact that they're just arguing.
Yep.
Right? That they can show that they're being belligerent.
Todd, we're out of time, my friend. We always appreciate you, though. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Have a great week, St.
Awesome,
Louis.
Todd.
All right,
we'll see you
later. Todd Pyro there, Fox and Friends first. Coming up, we're going to get to our friend Mark Walters. Haven't had him on in a couple of weeks. Talking 2A Tuesday and the never-ending threat to the Second Amendment of our Constitution. We'll be right back.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fired two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, we're joined by the great American Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and also a spokesperson for the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, St. Louis. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, it's good to have you, my friend. You know, we can't have anybody on without getting their comments on what happened yesterday in the Middle East. And, you know, the president's already back on American soil and ready to honor Charlie Kirk today. And, I mean, it's just been a whirlwind of events.
It has been. And, you know, I spent the better part of my show yesterday talking about the Middle East, kind of deviate from Armed American Radio topics because the nature of the history of what we saw yesterday. And I'd like to impart the way I brought it out. Maybe you've heard it discussed this way, but you know, my kids are 21 and 23 years old, and they've never known in their lifetimes, nor have any of us listening to this conversation have known peace in the Middle East throughout our entire lifetimes.
It's true. Until yesterday.
Yeah. And what that means, if you put that in perspective, if it holds, and I believe it will, I'm optimistic that it will hold with the destruction of Iran. I feel really optimistic about what Trump has accomplished out there with Netanyahu. But think about it this way. Any human being born after noon yesterday may never know a Middle East at war.
Oh, wow.
Just like the flip of the switch. What a remarkable way to look at what he accomplished.
Boy, I hope so. I hope that's what happens for sure.
You know, there's got to be some concern, though. You know, you let 250 known terrorists out of Israeli jails and turn them back over. What are they going to do? Do they just go back to a normal, peaceful life, or, you know, do they continue their life of terror? It concerns me whenever, you know, these deals are made, because it's the whole religion. It's what they live for, is to be at war with Israel and with the infidels.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I brought that up yesterday. I'm the same with you. I think the natural response for me is, yeah, there's that. We can't sweep that under the rug, right? That's not gonna go away. However, I think what we may likely see as a result is the individual terrorist attack, right? More lone wolf attacks, things like that. Because you're absolutely correct. These people have not changed their ideology overnight. But from a state actor standpoint,
right,
I feel optimistic. But yeah, I think we may in fact even see an uptick in that, because some of those people are angry. So we might see the individual terrorist attacks continue and maybe even grow, sadly. But from a state actor standpoint, I feel a little confident. I'm trying to be optimistic.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You have to serve in the military if you're in Israel, which means most people have firearms training. But most of the general public doesn't. I read a lot of stories about these kibbutz and these other areas that were attacked, where people didn't necessarily have access to a lot of firearms. I don't know that was really a thing. Maybe that's something they reconsider in the future, or maybe they already have.
I would imagine that they probably already have.
Yeah. I would think.
If they haven't, they really need to they need to address that. But I'm pretty sure that has been addressed. If I'm not mistaken, there were some stories, and I think we may have covered some of that right after October 7th occurred, a couple years back. I'm pretty sure that there has been some activity on that front. I forget who it was in Israel that opened up the CCW laws and the carry laws, if you remember. I think we did discuss that. I'm sorry, I don't have that information at my fingertips. But I do remember covering that.
And Mark, I know in the first Trump term, he was a big advocate for the national concealed carry law that would allow for law-abiding citizens to, if you're in Missouri, to transport to Illinois without fear of action, right? The reciprocity kind of law. Has that gone anywhere? I know it did originally pass through the House and Senate during his first term. Did it come back up yet in his second term?
It did. In fact, Thune is the guy. We've been following Senator Thune on this for years. You know, Thune's been doing this for over a decade, and the only reason it didn't make it through the Senate when it passed the House his first term was because McConnell wouldn't put it up for a vote. Baffling a lot of us. Mitch didn't make any friends in the Second Amendment community for that. It should have already been signed into law. Trump ran on that. Thune brought it back up, and forgive me for not knowing the House bill number, but it's already moved through the House. It needs to get through the Senate. So, yeah, there's support for it. Trump supports it. I'm hopeful that we'll see it soon. It would be great, but we've got to overcome that 60-vote filibuster threshold in the Senate, and I'm not convinced we can do that yet unless it's attached to something else. But with the polarization in Washington now, I'm not real optimistic about it. I think it's just going to sit there, sadly, but it needs to pass. And I want to point out, it's not a law. It's just simply a reciprocity recognition. A lot of people were concerned, hey, I don't want the federal government making the law that requires me to get a federal permit. It's not that. It just simply requires recognition across state lines, like a marriage license, like a driver's license, et cetera. So we're all optimistic about it. Trump ran on it. Maybe after the midterms, when we buck the historical trend and get an even bigger majority in the U.S. Senate, which I'm hopeful of, that thing will finally move.
It's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. Think about that. If you had to get an individual driver's license in every state.
Exactly.
Now, some recognize your driver's license, some don't. But driving is a privilege, not a constitutional right. And yet you can't conceal carry in a lot of states in this country, and that's a shame.
And I shouldn't lose my right when I cross a river.
I know.
Not in the USA, right? If in Missouri it's legal and that's where I reside and that's my home state, I shouldn't lose that state right simply because I'm traveling. And that's what's happening across the country.
You're absolutely correct. And this reciprocity bill would fix that.
Yep.
However, we got to point out that it's not ineffective, but let's face it. I mean, some permits, like my permit, a Florida permit, a Utah permit, if you have a permit, we've already got near 30 states.
Yes.
We're waiting for North Carolina to override the governor's veto for constitutional carry. But even with a permit, you've got reciprocity in 28, 29, 30 states. You still have to abide by the laws of those states. So you're still, if you're in California, you're still going to have to deal with communist anti-Second Amendment, New Jersey, Illinois. You're still going to have to deal with those laws. And it's incumbent upon you to know those laws.
You bet.
But it's a step forward, and we'll take that inch by inch by inch. We make up our own words on Armed American Radio. We call it incrementalizationalism, right? We'll take it.
Mark Walters, our guest from Armed American Radio. Since you brought up crazy California, I see where Second Amendment Foundation has filed a lawsuit out there. Did they really ban all Glocks?
Yes. And the National Rifle Association, I've got to give them some massive kudos here, has fixed itself. Thank God. And they're at the tip of the spear now. They're the ones spearheading the lawsuit against California. It will be joined. We've been confirmed by Alan Gottlieb at Second Amendment Foundation. It will be joined by the SAF, the FPC, and other gun rights organizations. We are going after California. Yes, they have banned Glocks. It will take effect in April. Gavin Newsom is calling them, believe it or not, machine gun capable
because of
the Glock switch, which is already illegal under federal law.
Yes.
So they went ahead and just banned the gun. Now, guys, I'm going to ask this question almost rhetorically, but not. And it's great for discussion. And that is, at what point is the firearms industry as a whole going to say, you know what? You got to feel the pain. None of us are going to sell anything to California ever again. That includes law enforcement, period. Now, that's my knee-jerk reaction. Now that I got that out of my system, we sue them commies into compliance.
Boy, I wish they would do that. Wouldn't that be great?
I don't know.
Because
now law-abiding citizens, then law-abiding citizens can't get guns in California, which is what they want. So it's like you'd almost be you'd almost be buying into what their goal is. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not in favor of not selling guns. But what is it about a Glock? What is it about a Glock that's different? Than any other semi-automatic handgun.
Well, there's a switch in the Glock, a switch that can be created. China sells into the U.S. And let me make this point to everybody listening. Do not Google that. Do not search it. Don't look for it. Okay? Stay away from the Glock switches. You don't want anybody coming back to you that thinks you're searching for these illegal devices. They are already banned under federal law. That's just good advice. Don't even bother going there. But the information's out there on the Internet. And what they're trying to do is get Glock to completely redesign their handguns. And Glock has said, we are not going to redesign our handguns because criminals modify our handguns.
Thank you.
Going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fascinating story. It's up on Armed American News. You can get up there and read that, armedamericannews.org. Mark, great having you on, my friend. Keep up the good fight.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks, St. Louis. You guys have a great day, and thanks for everything you do.
You bet. All right, Mark Walters there with us this morning.
So that must be only on the Gen 3, because I know the Gen 1s and 2s, you can't
buy
that. Well,
it's just an attachment you can hook onto the back that just causes it to keep cycling as long as you pull the trigger. It just uses the function of the gun, and it makes it rapid fire. Somebody found a way to modify them and started making these things, and we're selling them on the Internet, and thugs all over the place bought them, right? It's not Glock's fault. I don't know how Glock can change their design to keep that from happening. But anyway, it's out there. And now California's banning all Glocks because somebody else made an attachment you can put on there that makes it operate like it's not supposed to.
Right. So even if they redesign it, Glocks are now illegal.
Glocks are illegal in the state of California.
It's just the state of California.
Most insane people. It's an insane clown posse running California.
Wow. But my Kimber's fine.
Yeah. Your Kimber's fine. You're safe for now. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Dan's segment next hour. We'll get to Jonathan Savage, who's been reporting with the latest on the Gaza peace deal that was struck and the stumbling blocks that they've hit already with Hamas. So we'll get you an update on that at about 8:08. Stay tuned.
But don't give a f***.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Truth Bomb Tuesday, where we go out on the internet and we find people in social media dropping the truth, telling you what the mainstream media doesn't normally want to tell you about. And that includes Christian rappers, black guys out there singing great stuff. I mean, some really good stuff. This particular Christian rapper, and I'm not a rap fan. I mean, I brought you country western singers. I brought you some rock and rollers. But this rapper, I just like his tone. I love his message. He's out there promoting Christ. He's out there promoting the good news. And this particular song is very appropriate on this day as we honor the life and the memory of Charlie Kirk. The Christian rapper's name is Robin Martyr. We picked up this song. Actually, I found it through an ex-share. You'll find the original on TikTok, and we'll give you his handle here in a second. It was Trump Girl is the name of the gal I follow who reposted his video. It's gotten over 2 million views. He himself only has about 30,000 followers. So,
but that's about to go up.
I think it's about to go up. All right, here is rapper Robin Martin. He's singing a song about an American martyr, Charlie.
Charlie! If it costs my life, I'ma stand for what's right. Satan is the stealer, but Jesus is the healer. And though I know it's hard, God, please forgive the killer. It's the weakness in people, but we can't return to evil. The greatest payback is to finish waking up the people. Shut up, Whoopi, shut up, Sonny. Propaganda puppets, we not dummies. You provided stones that cause death. Now don't try to hide your hand from me. You result to violence. You incite the riots. Kill, steal, and destroy. I know who you are on sides with. We will not be silent. The righteous are as bold as lions. If God is with us, who can be against us? This is the uprising.
We are Charlie. Killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith,
That was Erica Kirk there speaking in the background. Don't hear her. I would remix that and let Erica's voice come a little more forward. But what a powerful statement. That's only a small clip of the song. Go out there. You'll find him on TikTok if you're on that platform. It is real simple, called Real Robin Martin, or Martyr, M-A-R-T-Y-R, just like Charlie is an American martyr. This is his last name, Robin Martyr, and he's got some great songs. All Christian rapper, all clean music, good to share with maybe rapper fans in your family, and certainly just a good song to remember Charlie today, that people from all walks of life are honoring him.
It's true. We're honoring him with our freedom shirts on here today. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to get these at the birthday party coming up. By the way, today is Charlie's birthday.
It is. He would have been 32 today.
He would have been 32 years old today. So happy birthday to Charlie Kirk. If you want a chance to get one of these, sign up and come to the birthday party. It's free. Just go to 971talk.com/events, and you can pick up one of these freedom shirts from our friends at Whiskey Dickerson. All right, coming up, thank you, Dan. We're going to get to Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio. He is reporting overseas this morning on what's going on with the Israel-Hamas peace deal, the exchange of hostages and those who were already victims of Hamas who died, and how that transfer went again this morning. All of it's coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.